With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A multi-faith rally in support of Israel will be held in the National Mall here in Washington this afternoon. The gates opened a short time ago, and organizers expect tens of thousands to attend. Rabbi David Callender of Fairfax, Virginia, says people with different points of view will unite today.
It's got people from the far left, people from the far right who don't agree on much, but they do agree certainly about anti-Semitism. They do agree about the inhumanity of the slaughter on October 7th and of the hostages who were trapped. And they believe that the state of Israel, the homeland for the Jews, should absolutely exist.
Susan Michael with the International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem welcomes today's event.
We need to be heard. Our voice has been drowned out recently by pro-Hamas protests, if you can imagine. So it's time for us to show up on the National Mall by the thousands to make our voice known. And so that's what we will be doing, Jews and Christians standing together.
One of the rally's co-sponsors is the group American Christian Leaders for Israel. In the Mideast, Israeli forces have surrounded Gaza's main hospital, claiming it's being used by Hamas terrorists. Inflation slowed last month. The Labor Department said today lower gas prices helped cool inflation, which was unchanged from September to October. Despite that report, inflationary pressures are hurting sales at Home Depot.
The home improvement retailer narrowed its fiscal 2023 outlook, but its quarterly performance came in above Wall Street's expectations. Home Depot said its third quarter revenue fell 3% to $37.71 billion. Still, it managed to beat the $37.52 billion that analysts surveyed by Zacks Investment Research predicted.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Stocks are up sharply, the Dow ahead by 500 points. This is SRN News. A Christian ministry is stepping up for Israel.
When Hamas launched its October 7th attack, it targeted first responders, killing a number of paramedics and destroying their ambulances. Samaritan's Purse says it will provide Israel with 14 new ambulances to replace the ones the terrorists burned or blew up. Ministry President Franklin Graham says, quote, innocent families are suffering in Israel and Gaza as the result of the war, and many lives have been lost because they haven't been able to reach medical care fast enough. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
And here come the Christmas wars. Christian legal groups getting ready for the annual storm of lawsuits challenging the display of nativity scenes. The Freedom From Religion Foundation and other leading atheist groups spend much of November and December trying to scrub America's Christmas celebrations of any imagery representing the real reason for the season. Among the groups preparing, Liberty Council and Alliance Defending Freedom. This is SRN News. An effort to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for his handling of the southern border has failed in the House.
Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene forced a vote on impeaching Mayorkas to the floor through a rule that allows any single member to force a snap vote on resolutions. Impeachment is usually reserved for grave misconduct in office. Greene, in a floor speech, accused Mayorkas of a pattern of conduct that is incompatible with the laws of the United States. But her effort was tabled for now.
On this vote, the yeas are 209 and the nays are 201. The motion is adopted.
Eight Republicans joined Democrats to send a resolution to committees for possible consideration, but they are under no obligation to do anything. Norman Hall, Washington.
Hyundai has joined Honda and Toyota in raising factory worker wages after the UAW union reached new contract agreements with the Big Three. More details at srnnews.com.